Little Esther Phillips with a number called No Headstone on My Grave. Don't know why it's not like a bit of oversaturation there, but that track has played just fine before. Anyway, I apologize for the fidelity there, but she was a great, great singer. She started her career, she was discovered by Johnny Otis back in late 1949. And in 1950, at the age of 14, she recorded her first record, which went to number one on the R&B charts. That was a Double Crossing Blues. She was the youngest woman ever to have a number one hit on the R&B charts back then. Little Esther Phillips bringing us into the third hour of 4 hours of blues for you here on a Friday on KRVS. Esther got her the moniker Little Esther from Johnny Otis when he had a package tour that included Little Esther, of course, but also Big Mama Thornton. So it was Little Esther Phillips, Big Mama Thornton. We're going to turn now to Big Mama Thornton, recorded with the Muddy Waters Blues Band back in 1966. Big Mama Thornton with a number called Black Rat.
High class, but I could see through that. You told me you was high. You make me feel so blue. You make me weep and moan.
Edda James from her disc Matriarch of the Blues. That one came out in the year 2000. Her rendition of the O Lieberstaller, now classic Hound Dog. And of course, that tune was first recorded by Big Mama Thornton. She had a hit with it, number one on the R&B charts back in 1953. But the really big hit came from Elvis Presley with that tune in 1956. And of course, we heard Big Mama Thornton prior to hearing Edda James. We heard Big Mama Thornton with the Muddy Waters Blues Band, recorded back in 1966, doing a number called Black Rat. She seemed to sort of follow the path of animal subjects in her songs after Hound Dog. Black Rat, there was one also about a cat. She never did have the success she had with Hound Dog. We're going to turn next to another lady singer, this time Lake Katie Webster, Swamp Boogie Queen, originally from Houston, Texas, lived in Lake Charles for a while, was on a number of recordings done out of J.D. Miller's studio in Crowley. She ended up moving to Oakland, California, and suffered a series of strokes in the 1990s, has since passed away. Here is Katie Webster from her disc No Fooling with a number called I'm Bad. Flossie Taylor, who is the daughter of Otis Taylor, who records blues for Telarc Records. Cassie doing a rendition of the old classic Honest I Do, and Cassie was preceded here on KRVS by Katie Webster. We heard the late Katie Webster from a 1991 release. The disc was No Fooling, Katie on piano and vocals with a number called I'm Bad. Next year on KRVS, Jimmy Reed, of course, was the first to record Honest I Do. We're going to turn to Jimmy Reed next. He was originally from Mississippi, started recording blues in Chicago in the 1950s and had just a great popularity. His sound was very accessible, very easygoing for a lot of people. Here's Jimmy Reed with Going to New York.
In my hand, through to the woods, I'm a natural man. Don't nothing hurt me but my back and fine. Don't nothing worry me but my wife and child. Let me go.
Yeah.
I
won't be a bad boy no more.
Make it back home.
Prison Blues. Cootie Stark singing on that particular track. And from a disc put out by Kenny Wayne Shepherd. The disc is called 10 Days Out, Blues from the Back Roads. Back in June of 2004, Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Buddy Flett and some others got together and hit the road for 10 days and recorded with a whole host of various blues artists. Cootie Stark in this example, of course, Clarence Gatemouth Brown with another one, Brian Lee, Buddy Guy, B.B. King. They recorded with a whole lot of really, really fine artists. Very interesting disc. Again, Blues from the Back Roads. And before we heard Cootie Stark and Kenny Wayne Shepherd, we heard Jimmy Reed, the late Jimmy Reed, doing a number called Going to New York. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production, services, and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
We're going to take a look now at some of the music going on around the area. Things will be kicking off in 30 minutes for our Bach lunch at downtown Lafayette at Parc Sanssouci. The band Les Frères Michaud will be opening up the fall season for Bach lunch. And then a few hours later, around 6 p.m. at Downtown Alive, same location, the band Fifth Avenue will be taking the stage. And there's also a University of Louisiana at Lafayette pep rally tonight for Downtown Alive. So a lot going on there. It'll be a pretty festive evening. Also, after Downtown Alive, Prop Studio plays at Antlers. The Howdies will be at Blue Moon Saloon for a CD release party and a farewell gig, actually. BBC with Steve Adams will be at Bob's Pub tonight. Bay City Express at Backstage Bar and Grill. Gino Delafosse at Whiskey River also this evening. And tomorrow night, Nouveau String Band will be playing at St. Street's Inn from 7 to 9 p.m. Tomorrow morning, Leroy Thomas and Zydeco Roadrunners play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Cafe Des Amis in Brobridge. Also tomorrow at Parc International in downtown Lafayette, the Latin Music Festival. And Shane Vanacore and the Blues Intruders will be at Backstage Bar and Grill tomorrow night. Mark Whitfield and his group will be playing at Acadiana Center for the Arts. They're kicking off a series called Jazz at the Center. Whitfield, a fine jazz guitarist. Also tomorrow night, Colin Lake will be appearing at Blue Moon Saloon. There's four bands playing at Wild Salmon tomorrow evening. Gino Delafosse will be at La Poussière in Brobridge. Horace Trojan and Austin Express play Lakeview Park and Beach in Eunice. And just about every Saturday afternoon, there's a Cajun jam at Vermilionville. And on Sunday, David Egan will be playing for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Also on Sunday, there's a benefit called a Pink Ribbon Jam that is a fundraiser to fund mammograms for the uninsured or underinsured, and also fund transportation costs for radiation oncology patients that can't otherwise afford it. This takes place at the Blue Moon Saloon starting at 2 p.m. and will go on to 8 in the evening. And the musical guests are Donnie and the Pool Dudes, also the Wayne Blue Burns Band, and the Mercy Brothers. Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Tuesday nights, there's Songwriters Night at Artmosphere and Jazz Night at Bisbano's. Also Tuesday and Thursday, there's a music jam at Backstage Bar and Grill. Wednesday night, Cajun Jam at the Blue Moon Saloon. And next Thursday kicks off Rhythms on the River and River Ranch here in Lafayette. And also next Friday, we'll see us kicking off the Festival Acadien, most of the music taking place in Girard Park. So that will be quite a fine weekend. We have music now from Johnny Winter from his disc Let Me In. That one came out in 1991. Here's Johnny with a version of a Jesse May Robinson composition that T-Bone Walker recorded back in the early 1950s. Johnny Winter with Blue Mood.
you come again with your big wide grin. You wanna get me back? Ain't gonna be like that. It's been 3 long years. I done run out of tears. Another woman's in my home. You've been gone too long. Cried, not cried. The day you said goodbye, you wouldn't give me no selection. Try to make a connection. I had a stroke of good luck. Now you wanna hook back up. Another woman's in my home. You've been gone too long.
Charlie Musselwhite from his disc Delta Hardware. That was out a few years back. Charlie on blues, harp, and vocals with a number called Gone Too Long. Charlie was preceded here on KRVS by Johnny Winter. We heard the old Beaumont native Johnny Winter from the disc Let Me In doing, again, a cover of the Jesse May Robinson composition Blue Mood that was, I think, first recorded by T-Bone Walker. I know T-Bone recorded that one back in the early 1950s. And we've got some more Texas blues from a disc of that very name, Texas Blues. The artist Lightning Hopkins, we're going to listen to him do a tune. This is about a real individual. The tune is called Bud Russell Blues. Bud Russell was a chief transfer agent for the Texas State Prison System from around 1915 to 1944. It said that he delivered, he was responsible for delivering 115,000 men and women to justice in his years with the Texas prison system. Here is Lightning Hopkins with his version of Bud Russell Blues.
Hot out here. Bud Russell don't care. He said he didn't send for me, and he didn't ask me to come down here. This is penitentiary. Lord, you ought to have been on Big Brasses. Whoa, man, 1910. Yeah, y'all have been on Big Brasses. Lord have mercy. Young man, 1910. You know Bud Russell drove pretty women's. just like he did them ugly men's. Yeah, you know, my mama called me one morning. I answered, ma'am. Son, are you tired of working? I told her, mama, yes, I am. Then my papa called me. I answered, sir. Son, if you're tired of working, when the hell you gonna stay down there for? Man, that was in 1910. You know Bud Russell drove them pretty women just like he did them ugly men. And I was one of them. The question, and I wanted to happen like I wanted. Please take care of my wife and child. I may not turn back to my home life, please take care of my wife and child. I may not turn back to my home life. You know the next time the boss man hit me, I'm gonna give him a big surprise. And I ain't joking neither.
Support for KRVS comes from Bayou Vermilion District, which works to preserve our natural and cultural heritage by offering environmental and recreational activities along the bayou and Vermilionville, a Cajun and Creole folklife park situated on the banks of the Bayou Vermilion, representing life in Acadiana between 1765 and 1890. More information and upcoming events at bayouvermilion.org.
Thank you.
from May of 1972. Freddie King on guitar and vocals with You Was Wrong. And prior to hearing Freddie King, we heard Lightning Hopkins. Freddie King grew up listening to the music of Lightning Hopkins, Blind Lemmy Jefferson, and other Texas blues artists, T-Bone Walker, before he himself became quite a fine blues man. We heard Lightning Hopkins doing his rendition of Bud Russell Blues. Again, a story about a guy that actually existed. There's some interesting information on the internet, and actually some pictures of some of the wagons that were used by Bud Russell to take some of those over 100,000 prisoners during a course of 45 years to prisons around the state of Texas. Lightning Hopkins, Bud Russell Blues. We're going to turn now to a track from a brand new disc by Smokin' Joe Kubek and Benoist King. The disc is called Close to the Bone. Kubek played second guitar in one of Freddie King's bands many, many years ago. Here he is, along with Benoist King, doing a tune called Ordinary Man.
My life, I done lost my job, that's causing trouble with my wife. I'm just an ordinary man trying to live a decent life. Gotta take care of my kids. Staying married would be nice. Tired of hearing about the polls. Tired of being a statistic. Those folks up on the hill seem to be a little sadistic. Well, it don't take a genius to figure those people out. Put on a suit, wave old glory. Seem like that's what it's all about. Say they know what the people want, but nobody's asked me a thing. It's just a right and a left, playing those old polls game. I'm done listening, 'cause I know nothing's gonna change. Makes no difference who's in power. You know it's
just gonna stay the same. They say together we stand, divided we fall. But when the voting is over, they forget about us all. I'm just an ordinary man, trying to live a decent life. Trying to take care of my kids, trying to hold on to my wife.
Here comes the song. More than 6 hours, they thought it would die. More than 6 hours, thought it would die. More than 6 hours, they thought it would die. Walk around the bedside, begin to cry. All they need is a true religion. Hallelujah. Send for a doctor and come and say, hallelujah. Send for a doctor, come and say, hallelujah. Send for a doctor and come and say, this is the hardest case I've ever had. All ain't easy, the true religion, hallelujah. Mother walking around the bedside crying, hallelujah. Mother walking around the bedside crying. Mother walking around the bedside crying, Lord, Lord, my child are dying. All they need is that true religion, hallelujah. That's when you come to fight it. Mama, please come and hold my hand, hallelujah. Mama, please come hold my hand. Mama, please come and hold my hand. I remember you in the promised land. All I need is that true religion, hallelujah. Mother walking around the bedside crying, hallelujah. Mother walking around the bedside crying, hallelujah. Mother walking around the bedside crying, Lord, Lord, my child is dying. All they need is a true religion, hallelujah.
Texas blues man, Mance Lipscomb, recorded back in 1964. Mother had a sick child. Mance was preceded here on KRVS by a track from the disc Close to the Bone, a brand new release from Smokin' Joe Kubek and Benoist King. They did Ordinary Man. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Our listeners keep us going with annual contributions. If you have, if you are a member and if you've recently received a renewal notice, we hope that you'll address that and help us get things worked out over here. We're going to be launching a fundraiser in 2 weeks, our fall fundraiser. Those of you who aren't members, hopefully by that time you'll decide that public radio is worth it here in Acadiana, so consider helping us out. You can, of course, pledge securely online at any time at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with the National Public Radio at 12:01. We'll be back at 12:06 with a little bit of Taj Mahal to kick off our final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday. And to take us on up to news time with NPR, we're going to return to Freddie King. We're going to go back to 1961. Listen to Freddie do a little instrumental called San Jose.